So here's the good news. The state has only reported 17 hospitalizations and zero deaths since September 1st from the flu in Oklahoma. And we need a light flu season. As OU Chief COVID Officer Dr. Dale Bratzler reported Friday, our hospitals are getting pretty full. And he sounded a note of caution about the flu.
The big news this past week is the dramatic rise in the number of people in the hospital. As of yesterday, there were 956 people in the hospital, 873 of those with confirmed COVID-19, and 300 of those patients in the intensive care unit.
Dr. Sandra Morris with MedExpress tells me it's urgent to minimize the impact of the flu.
We really, really need to try to prevent as much influenza as we can this season because, as you said, the hospitals are already struggling to deal with the volume of COVID patients. And if we add influenza patients on top of that, we will really strain the system.
And if you haven't already gotten a flu shot, she says this is a good time to do it before the season really peaks in December and January.
It takes about 2 weeks from the time you're vaccinated to develop your full immunity. And so you want to do it as early as possible. There is influenza in the community. We have seen positive flu tests. It's not as prevalent or peaked by any means as it will be in, as you said, December and January, but it's out there, and so we're all at risk.
Now, I had to ask about what many would consider a nightmare scenario. Is it possible that somebody could actually end up contracting both of those viruses simultaneously, or do we even know that yet?
Well, we haven't seen it yet, but there's no reason to believe that it won't happen or it couldn't happen. And so that is one of our big concerns.
If you've tested positive for COVID, I asked her, should you still get a flu shot? Yes, Dr. Morris says, but
we would like them to wait until they're out of their quarantine period before they come to get their vaccine. It's not that you can't have a flu vaccine while you're ill with COVID. We just would prefer that folks who are ill are quarantining and keeping that bug to themselves until they are recovered.
Dr. Bratzler summarized the situation nicely.
We're at flu season. There already have been a few hospitalizations for influenza this year. Again, we're hoping that we don't have a severe flu season, but remember, wearing a mask, physical distancing, hand hygiene, all will help prevent the spread of influenza also. And don't forget to get your flu shot as soon as you can.
Russell Mills, 102.3 KRMG, Tulsa's News and Talk.